Listen. Yeah, I can feel the spirit moving. Oh, I'm feeling moving. But I know God does. He is the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. He is the ruler of all things. He is the infinite that became finite. He is the transcendent that became imminent. He is our water when we are thirsty. He is our food when we are hungry. He is our shelter in a time of storm. God has fame. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He is all that we need today, tomorrow, and forevermore. His reputation is known to the Jews, to the Gentiles, and also to an entire world. The world bowed down before him. Heaven and earth adore him. He is an awesome God, a mighty God. He is a victorious God. He is a distinctive God. There's nobody like him, nobody that can compare to him. Nobody even can imagine what he looks like. Because he told Moses, I am that I am. What kind of God is it that is around us? What kind of God is it who knows it all? What kind of God is it who have all power? What kind of God is it that can do all things? He is the God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's who we serve today. Moses understood it because he said when he asked the question, who shall I say this God is who's taking me at Mount Sinai, who's talking to me, who's giving me his laws, his precepts, and his concept? He said, go back to my people and say, I am that I am. I am all that you need to know about me, because when the world asks the question of me, I show up. When the world doubts me, I'm showing up. When the world rejects me, I show up. Why? Because I am that I am. Antioch, because God is outside of time and space, and because there is no limitation to him, God knew everything about his creation. And God knows everything about you and I. God's plan of salvation was hidden. And his plan was hidden from every one of us, and it was even hidden from the very angels in heaven. The salvation plan was only revealed to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. God has a unique way of hiding. For had God revealed the plan of salvation to all of the angels, there was one angel who would have mastered the plan. That was one angel who had been made so brilliant, so smart, so beautiful. That was one angel that had all the angels coming behind him that would worship God, and he would war against God. So God had a hidden agenda. And that agenda was only known by him, his Son, and the Holy Spirit. When we think about what God is doing, God is moving us closer to him. The plan of salvation is a unique plan that God have in store. God's Son is, when we think about what God is doing, that God's Son in the person of Jesus Christ would come in the fullness of time play a major part in the completion of the plan of salvation. The plan of salvation, the plan of redemption was established even in the Genesis account. But the plan of salvation would be fulfilled when the Son was born. The plan of salvation would ultimately culminate itself at the cross on Calvary. But the plan was initiated from the very plan of redemption. As we walk through the entire Bible, we can see God's masterful plan at work even in the life, even before his Son even made his arrival here on the earth. Isaiah said, for unto us a son is born, a child is born, a son is given. And because Isaiah saw him some 700 years before his arrival, the plan was already in place, only revealed to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And after God, Son, completed his work, the Holy Spirit would have his part to play in the life of the believer. So God had the plan. The Son would come and fulfill that plan. The Holy Spirit would ultimately come as a promise that God had for man. Part of this plan that would keep us, because even though we have believed. And even though we understand there are times in our life that I don't always stay the way I need to stay in my personal walk with the Lord. And the power of the Holy Spirit, which takes up residence within me and you, does a masterful work, because it's working out stuff that's in me that will separate me from the Father. Solomon, in this proverb, said the glory of God, in the 25th chapter of Proverbs, said it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, to search out a matter is the glory of king. Solomon said to search out a matter is the glory of kings. And our God has placed within us the ability to desire to know things concerning him. That's why we study, to show thyself approved. God is saying, my plan for you is to search out a matter. My plan for you is to study a matter. And as we study a matter, we use God's application on that matter. Because the answer to the question is hidden. The answer to the question is concealed. We could ask the question this morning, how did Jesus turn water into wine? In his first miracle at Cana of Galilee. You know, we have shared that Jesus partied a lot. They call it festivals, or they call it weddings, but he was a sociable being. He didn't just hang around with religious folks. As a matter of fact, he hung more with sinners than he did religious folk. And I certainly believe, if I can parenthetically say this, sometimes we are holier than thou and we don't know how to relate to folks who are not always in the church. Sometimes, because we are holier than thou, we see people who look a little bit different. Maybe they got an earring in their ear. Maybe they got a tattoo. And we say, oh, that we don't allow that in our church. But Jesus said, whosoever will, let him. How can a man be saved if we're constantly running everybody away from the church? This is the place that they need to be in. The Lord has never looked on the outside of man. He has always looked on the inside. It is only the inside of the church that need to get its act together, because there's a whole world out there that needs saving. And instead of us embracing people who don't wear a suit on Sunday, instead of us embracing a people who may have cornrows in the hair, instead of us embracing a people who don't wear the same thing we wear and have as much money as we have and look a little bit different, how many times have we ran off folks? Because we didn't invite them in. How many times have people walked away from the church because our testimony have been squashed? How many times have the world wanted to come to church but haven't been offered an invitation? And Jesus told the disciples, I need you to go and make more of your kind. I need you to go and make new disciples, because the Lord says, I ain't making no more. That's why I called you to go to the world and preach the gospel. That's why he called me. That's why he called him. I ain't making no more. But the moment God's word is reaching and touching the hearts of people, that's why we become Christians. And I shared it over and over again. That means we are Christ-like. And when you get up and come down to the altar and accept him as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit begins to work on the inside. Does that make you and I perfect? No. Because we are sinners. We have a sin nature. We know how to sin. But we have to work to be like Christ and to be a Christian. So the Lord is telling us this morning, I have answers to the question. The answer to what we see in this miracle is found in his glory. For Proverbs said, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. Yeah, yeah. There are times within our life that God concealed things to protect us. And like, I've been hidden away for years. I came all the way from Dallas, Texas, went to Sacramento, California, went to Gina, and came here because God was hiding me for such a time as this. It is not an accident. I have shared, the enemy know me now. He knows where I am and he knows what I'm up to. But he cannot touch me because God has a way of hiding us. You do know you can stand in the midst of your enemy and your enemy won't even see you. You do know you can stand in the midst of all of the things that will try to tear you down and your enemy cannot touch you, because every now and then God says, I'll just put a little hedge around you. But there are times the Lord says, I want to let the enemy know he does not have even power over you. So I would just remove a little bit of my protection and let him have his way. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Every now and then, the enemy will come at you in your most weakest hour. He knows what you are weak in, and his door is open. And because that door is open, he will come in, and he'll hit you. He'll knock you down. He'll send you to the floor. And I have always said, when you get knocked down, you're in a mighty good position to start praying. One thing the enemy can't deal with, he can't deal with prayer, because prayer changes theme. The enemy can't change anything. All he can do is run away from the power of prayer. When he came to Jesus, even when he was tempting him in the wilderness, the Lord used the word of God. And every time the word was expounded, the enemy backed away. So even when your protection is not there, you have the word. And when you have the word, it should be hidden in your heart. Don't you ever think the enemy is going to stop. David said, the heavens declare the glory of God. And Solomon added that glory, that God's glory is seen not only in what he reveals, but what he conceals. Not only is it seen in what is revealed, but what is concealed. There are some things we don't know because we are finite individual. There's infinite and finite. We have limitation. God is infinite. He is not bound by anything. There are no boundaries to God. We are limited because I can't just disappear. I can't be in two places at one time. I am limited in a physical body. But God is infinite. For God has no limitation placed on him, because there are no limits. God can extend his love and his grace and his mercy to whosoever come. So you and I might get mad at our neighbor, but God says, my love has no limits. And there were times I think about the matters of why God loved me. Why do God love us so? When there are times that you and I don't deserve his love, there are times within our life that our plan sometimes contradicts with God's plan. There are times we're in direct conflict with God. And it's because of our free will that fights sometimes and clashes with God. And the reason for that is God's hidden plan is totally different. God's plan is not like what you and I would do. And because God's plan is totally different, we may not understand it. We may not even understand why we go certain ways. Reverend Joe Green told me the other day, he said, I didn't know why I was sitting here and you came across and talked to me. And we held a long conversation. Let me reverse it. Two preachers.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Calling all believers.
The Second Union Missionary Baptist Church is having their annual fall revival September 9th through the 11th at 7 p.m. each night, with a different guest evangelist each night. Monday night, Reverend Frank Doug Randall Jr. from